Former IU professor and world-class printmaker Rudy Pizzotti died March 27th at 96. Pizzotti was a beloved teacher, artist, and Bloomington figure. Over 100 pieces of his art lie in prestigious museums around the world, but he was known in Bloomington for his commitment to his students and his kind and humble character. Pizzotti got his undergraduate and graduate degrees in fine arts at the University of Colorado and served for 3 years in the U.S. Army during World War II. He arrived at IU in 1956, where he established the IU printing department. His daughter, Ilika Pizzotti, said her dad gave many of his students the confidence to pursue their artistic dreams and cared deeply about them.
People would tell me, yeah, one day we went to class and your dad was out shoveling the snow on the way to the door to get in for printmaking.
In 2018, Pizzotti received the President's Medal, the highest honor for faculty at IU. Ilika and one of Pizzotti's other daughters, Mia Williams, said their dad loved being a part of the IU community. Williams remembers her parents hosting parties for professors of economics, psychology, business, and more.
The energy that came from, the discussions they would have about ideas and sometimes tension, but not ever disrespectful that I ever witnessed, it was pretty cool.
Mia says her dad's appreciation for different perspectives didn't just apply to faculty friends. She learned valuable lessons from him about how to see the world.
Definitely a willingness to see things other than as they plainly appear and accept that difference is not bad.
Pizzotti is survived by his 5 children and his wife, Dorothy. Williams says her dad never let his work get in the way of being a father and husband, and believes having a family fueled his work. Both Ilika and Williams say their dad made space for his kids to pursue their own dreams. Ilika, also an artist, says she was fortunate enough to have the experience of being one of his students.
He was just wonderful for bouncing ideas off of, or, he never tried to step on anything or oh, you should do this. No, never. But he would give his thoughts and, maybe try to get you to think about other things as well, just for your own benefit.
Ilika says her dad kept creating until the end, using watercolor, colored pencil, and collaging after he moved into a retirement community and away from his printing press. In addition to being scattered across the world, his works can be found throughout Bloomington and IU's campus, including at the IU Health Bloomington Hospital, the Neil Marshall Black Culture Center, the Indiana Memorial Union, IU's Biology Building, and By Hand Gallery. For WFIU News, I'm Lily St. Angelo.